Welcome to the RR Podcast. We bring you the latest in Toku news, in-depth discussions, and everything else that you could ask for, all with a healthy dose of insanity. So here are your hosts, Shugun Shinobi, Dawson Rider, Jedimon, and Aerosol. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 5. Ready? Go!
Hello and welcome to our Season 5, Episode 35.
Let it go, but like, go, the guy, get it?
Oh god.
See, because like, we need to let him go, because he's fired being the worst. But, it would have worked better last week, but I wasn't here last week and I had nothing for this week. So, that's my story.
And you're sticking to it?
Yeah, that's like my beginning intro, like if I was Arrow.
Oh, fuck awesome.
Hello.
Well, what's up? What's going on? Where are we?
We're in the middle of drive discussion.
I don't think so.
You just got done talking about how they crossed over with Doctor Who and found out last week's episode was just a dream.
If only it were that simple.
Really? When he started picking up the thought bubbles, I was done with life.
That was. I think that was my end point, too. I'm like... This is fourth wall breaking that only Akiba Ranger can do.
Yeah.
Back off.
It was too much. Like, that was what did it for me even more than Mach just being... I don't know what he was being.
I don't know the words quite to describe him.
He was, I'll call it lewd behavior, I think.
Well, me and Kevin did have a conversation about how he was jacking off, so...
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it made Brian all hot and bothered.
You know it.
Kevin sounds pretty excited right now. Never heard him so energetic before.
Alright, so one-ups. As I was talking to Dawson before we started recording, not a whole lot. I bought some more Bionicle, and I bought the entire first wave of Combiner Wars except for Optimus, because I don't like that Optimus. But they're cool, outside of the fact that my Superion has an Indy car as a leg. But thank you, Hasbro, for not just giving us all the aerial bots at one time, instead throwing one random Stunticon in there, because...
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
This is Obama's America.
I think I had all my mock stuff last week, so... Like I said, that's really about it. I've been playing Lego Batman 3 occasionally, which is pretty awesome. And that's really about it. Lego Batman 3 and Captain Toad. That's my life right now. Still.
Captain Batman 3. No? I'll figure something out. Captain I was trying to be a hybrid.
Captain Boomerang 3.
Captain Boomerang. Such a funny name.
Good night, mate. Yeah. I'm Captain Boomerang.
My powers from being from Australia. That was a terrible accent. I like how my friend did it the other day, and he just said something, and then after he said the line, he said, Australian accent. Like, I love that, because then it's like, all right, I'll just replay that in my head with an Australian accent. That's a good way to do it if you can't do an accent. All right, let's see. Despite not having one upped for several weeks, I don't have a whole lot that happened to me. I finished Lightspeed Rescue, and I started Time Force. And I just want to say how awesome it is to watch a cast that doesn't look like they're fighting off appendicitis the whole time. So that's fun. Like, I didn't hate Lightspeed as much as I did last time. I still didn't like it, but once you start Time Force, there's, like, a clear difference in just the enjoyment of it.
Yeah, it's pretty jarring. I agree that I didn't hate Lightspeed as much when I rewatched it a while ago, but I still don't see what's so great about it.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot of overhype recently. I need to fill my ramble about it, but I think it's got a decent story. It's just the cast isn't the greatest. And even, like, I was going into it thinking maybe I'm just upset at the Titanium Ranger because he's overhyped, which I am, but his story is not that great. And all of his face is, like, in the center of his head. Like, it's like, I just can't look at him. But he bothers me. And he runs like a girl. He runs like Scott Evil. Old member. That's exactly what he runs like. But so I did that. I haven't played very many video games. Like, I had a bunch of video games I got before Christmas and at Christmas, but I haven't felt like playing video games. I've actually just been watching a lot of How I Met Your Mother bonus features from all my DVDs. And I saw the third Hobbit movie. Well, the second and third one, because I needed to watch the second one. And the beauty about watching the second one is I could take a break. So I watched like half of it one day and half of it the other. Because they can be so boring. But there hasn't been much other than that. Hobbits and Lightspeed Rescue.
Well, that sounds interesting, Dawson. I still think it's your little girl. You know what? It's a thought, Brian. Dawson's a little girl.
It's your turn.
Yeah. I also saw The Hobbit. That was a thing. I haven't done a whole lot of things. Some more Pokemon.
I can't even understand.
Sorry.
I heard Hobbit.
I also saw The Hobbit, and I said I've been playing Pokemon. God damn, what's wrong with you? Get your ears cleaned out, brother. I'll kill you. I'll come over to your place of residence and place you apart.
I already went through the ear problems, thank you.
I got my Mandrake stuff in finally. HLJ should have my other stuff here, my Mega Bangle. And then apparently
Mega Bangle?
That's what it's called.
Bangle.
I thought it was like bagels, but with Bangle.
Doesn't it have a different name in the US game?
I don't remember. Probably sounds less gay.
That does sound like a gay sex position. Mega Bangle.
And apparently I still had a Viral Core Chaser, Viral Core set at HLJ on backorder I forgot about, because all of a sudden I got an email saying, hey, guess what you just bought?
You've won.
I was like, oh, well, fuck my life. But fortunately, I just went to Twitter and said, hey, guys, I got an extra one of these now. And 30 seconds later, someone was like, I'll buy it. I'm like, all right.
Hey, Twitter's good for something.
Yeah. That's cool, at least. But I can't really think of much else. Just got a bunch of stuff to record now and getting ready for New Orleans Comic Con this weekend, where I get to meet some vampires and a dwarf.
Make sure
and Batman.
They don't bite you.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll turn into a dwarf. Everyone knows that.
Dwarf.
How do you think they got all the dwarfs for The Hobbit? They've got one dwarf and he bit everybody.
And a wizard, and a canary, and Batman. So.
I remember that.
Hydra.
The
Hobbit. Which Batman?
Kevin Conroy.
Oh, cool.
Frank got all excited.
Yeah.
Well, that's essentially my Batman, so.
My Batman is Wolf Riddell.
And I get to meet Malfoy. Meet Wolf Riddell. He's there. Agent Ward is there.
Watch out for him. He might murder you.
Sarah Lance. It'll be fun. So Kaylee's coming with us, so that's to be interesting.
Make sure Sarah doesn't die.
Huh? Yeah. It took a few minutes to explain to Kaylee that there'd be an actual real-life Power Ranger there.
Sarah Lance? I wish she was a Power Ranger.
No. It was JDF and Johnny Knoxville would be there.
One of those guys is a cool person.
Sarah Lance. Tell her to not be dead anymore. That'd be really cool.
I can try. I was like, can you please stop being dead?
Go to the Lazarus pit. It'll be fine.
Just drag your dead body into it.
Tell her Dawson says hi. She'll know what it means.
That sounds dirty.
Everything that I say lately sounds dirty. I was recording reviews today, and I realized I'm, like, the most unscripted person of all time. I went off on, like, two tangents. I'm like, where am I going?
I think that's it.
It's actually kind of like Felicity. I'll accidentally say something that sounds dirty, and then I'll go on a rant about how I'm trying to, like, cover it up, but then I make it sound more dirty. I'm like, all right, let's get back to this.
Like, Dawson in the middle of his review just says, I want you to pleasure me, and then it's like, wait, no, that's not what I mean.
That's probably happened at some point.
I mean, I want you to rub me and make me happy. Wait, no, that's not what I mean.
Or is it?
Or is it? Dick licker.
So the nudes.
But there's tons of nudes.
Date's Abs the movie was subbed and I haven't watched it yet and I'm sad.
I still need to watch the Auburn Ranger movie and unrelated news.
We're still waiting on more details about Yoshi's girlfriend.
Oh yeah, she's confirmed. I think he should just go around taking pictures with random people and giving them Rangers. Like, just some bearded guy on the street, like, Talon confirmed. I love, like, it was within 2 minutes that Toku Nation was like, Cyan confirmed. I'm like, come on, TFW, repaint.
Then Red Range did it too, and...
Pretty hilarious.
Hirotaku did it.
And then we all start getting the Ask If Them questions. So what do you think about the Aqua Ranger being a girl at first?
Classic Pylo.
We all came up with our own smart-ass answer at them.
I was just a gif, like usual. I only speak in gifs. I try to do it in public, and it's awkward. So I just hold my phone up with a gif, and they're like, I don't get it. And I'm like, oh, wait, I'm in public.
I think my response to that was just LOL. I don't think I even came up with anything clever. It was just...
I just made a reference to Ramirez.
Classic Larry. Larry is Ramirez. Larry for American Ramirez. You imagine? Can you imagine Larry just screaming Ankedon?
Ankedon!
In Comic Sans.
There's an SH Figuarts Iron Man Mark 43.
And I pre-ordered it, along with Yoshi.
I pre-ordered the Iron Man
Yoshi,
Mark Brandanowicz.
Blue Ranger, like Yoshi, the little green dinosaur.
I pre-ordered the Darth Vader.
I did too. And the Stormtrooper.
Well, you were busy that night.
Well, actually, no. I didn't get any of that night.
I got mine when Kevin tweeted about it.
Yeah, like, I went... I just happened to go on AmiAmi the next morning looking for any drive toys. I woke up. Oh, shit. And I saw all that stuff. Like, oh, fuck. And so I got Yoshi and Iron Man. And it's something about, like, Vader and... the Stormtrooper, the pre-orders were closed or something. So I was like, oh, okay. Came back that night and was like, I happened to look at them and it said add to cart. I'm like, oh, shit. Bye. So, but yeah, I got all four of those. I've pre-ordered four figure arts in like one day. None of them Kamen Rider or Sentai. All of them.
There's no Sentai releases scheduled for 2015 right now.
I still haven't gotten Sun Vulcan guy.
There's very little Rider announced so far. There's also no Ultra X announced for 2015 either. So
Toku's
like,
dead. Thank God.
Toku is dead.
We can finally turn this podcast into the random hodgepodge of sitcom references it should be.
I'm like,
the
looking
podcast.
At the release list, and I'm like... Okay, you got Drive, the Kuga Renewal, Chaser.
Kugel?
Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot. There's, like, Rider Man's bike, if that even counts as a thing. And, I mean, they're giving us B-Fighter. I think that's...
I need to tell you to put me down for the other guys. I keep accidentally using Beetleborg lingo with him, and he's like, you mean this? I'm like, oh, can you put me down for Shadowborg? He's like, you mean this guy? I'm like, yeah, Shadowborg, nub, Stupid French people. I don't understand. Shadowborg. Where's Vigard Slabber? Huh? I'm kind of surprised. I don't know what the logistics of it are that they're not doing a Bluefin release for it, just because I was under the impression Beetleborgs was the second most successful of all the non-Power Rangers American Toku stuff.
I don't know sure what's up with that either. Because I'm 99% sure you're right.
For once. He's usually never right, so we're not used to saying that either. Dawson's having a heart attack as we speak.
No, that was me.
Oh, shit.
So I don't know why Saban wouldn't give the go-ahead.
You all look the same after a while.
That is true.
We all do merge.
Sound the same, look the same.
But yeah, I don't know. That just seems strange. Because Masked Rider, I seem like they gave them that, but I thought that was the least popular. At least from like the perspective I'm at now and from when I was little. And I felt like I remember reading something that Beetleborgs Rivals, or Beetleborgs Rivals, the third series. No, Beetleborgs ratings rivaled Power Rangers.
Yeah, I remember that too. Like it did. The only reason that they canceled it was because they ran out of footage and wanted to spend money on Mystic Knights instead of on making original footage for Beetleborgs. Which is why it just kind of ends when Les Fortunes runs off into a sewer or something.
That's how all series should end. Parks and Rec's going to end with Les Fortunes running off into a sewer. Les Fortunes seemed like he would live in Pawnee.
Les Fortunes gets around.
I think Charterville is Pawnee. Parks and Rec is a secret sequel. You try saying that to Beetleborgs.
Sequel.
Remember that mansion Leslie was trying to get stopped from torn down by Bobby Newport's wife? That was Hillhurst.
Got it.
Lots of Indians were killed there, and they all became vampires and Frankenbeans.
Head cannon confirmed.
Yes, exactly. This won't stop.
I think that's about it. It's been a
Trip and Banner from Eagleton. Sorry. It seems like it, though, right? It fits.
Hey, Dawson, you look like Prince Hans from Frozen. Oh
my god.
I want to rewatch Beetleborgs and just kind of have this in my head.
Just as like all the Pawnee connections.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you, Dawson.
Because you know the reason to watch Beetleborgs.
Because I've got so much to watch, but here I am, we're going to watch Beetleborgs.
Well, then, Brian's probably going to beat off to Joe.
Oh, absolutely.
Gibkin.
It's my jam.
Sewage Joe? Sewage Joe is Joe from Beetleborgs, confirmed. She went through a third appearance change. To everyone else, she looks like Sewage Joe, but inside, he's a 10-year-old girl.
Oh, no, Brian loves 10-year-old girls. And
what was the villain that had, like... I can't remember their names. There was...
If it's Noxic and Jara?
I still can't tell them apart by the name. The one
Jara
that was, like,
is a chick. Typhus has, like, the dude with the cape, and Noxic had, like, the dreads, kind of.
That's Jam?
Typhus was the one that was like...
hard to read, ball. No, that's Nukas.
Counselor Hauser.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, no.
Hey, was Typhus. Nukas
was...
Nukas.
Lucas was in the Metallics, and he was like,
Lucas.
Astroborgs or Mantrons?
Beetleborgs. You're fun.
And then there was, what was it? Then there was Horribel and Vylor.
Vylor sounds like a rapist name. Like if a rapist got a villain name. Now we've gone too far. When we hit rapist villain name, it's time to move on to not superhero time.
Yeah, we gotta get away from Dawson's villain name.
Dawson, did you have anything to say about last week, or?
Underpants.
I don't know, I had a Monday, a Tuesday, you were talking about Drive. Well, I pretty much summed it up at the beginning. I was just pretty surprised. I remember talking to Aerosol a couple weeks ago about how I was hoping Mach might re-energize some excitement. He did not do that. He gave me a direction. I mean, it's super early. It's only been one episode. For all I know, we could get better. But I wasn't a fan. I like his suit a lot. But honestly, that breaking the fourth wall thing did upset me almost more, just because it was almost too much. you know, Ryder can be silly, but there's a certain point when they do things where it completely takes away the ability to take anything seriously. Mm-hmm. And right now, Mock feels like a caricature instead of a character, which I feel like is especially jarring from last year when everybody was a character. So, I don't know.
The caricatures were characters.
Yeah.
And then a couple years earlier, everyone was just a caricature because they were all fucking high school kids.
Yeah. So, like, I really... Like, I was so confused, but I wasn't a fan. I haven't caught up on Tokyo yet, but I'm almost there.
What?
Oh, no, I was just going to...
Let's just all squawk.
Walk the lamp! Walk the lamp! Hey, Jafar!
No, well, I was just going to say Tokuger.
Yeah.
We want to talk. I didn't do the thing.
What?
You didn't get married?
Not yet, no. Dude, do the thing. I got to be like superhero time, and then I didn't do the thing.
Well, there's not really one, so.
Because it's fake superhero time.
Aww.
Super.
He'll be back next week. Calm down.
Super Zero time is more like it.
That's pretty much all I had to say. That's exactly what it was like last week. So, yeah, I'm interested to see. I mean, I'm not like, oh, fuck Drive, I'm going to stop watching it. But I think it's funny that he decreased my excitement because the previous week's actually been pretty decent.
Yeah. Like, I think that's what upset me about it the most was that 10 and 11 were actually pretty good, especially within building Chase and Belts on and everything. Yeah. And then, like, we end with Chase going, oh, why am I 000? What is this nonsense? And then all of a sudden, hey, here's a new mystery, guys. Here's this new jackhole and fourth wall breaking. What's a Chase? Oh, he's hanging out here with the other guys.
It's just too much.
It's almost
they're hanging out
like,
at the place where the Greeds shopped for their silk.
Like it's almost like they were doing stuff like plot things, and then all of a sudden the toy people were like, "Oh, hey, you gotta introduce a secondary writer so we can sell toys." And they're like, "Oh, God damn it!" And then they just had to like write an episode.
Like for real, it's like they forgot. They're like, "Hey, you have to sell these toys. It's that time." And they're like, "We're only on episode 12." It's that time.
We just sold a bunch of toys.
And they're like, it's that Gaim. And you're like, what?
What? That's already over. Now you just reminded me Gaim's over.
Now I'm upset. But it's like, Drive has this thing where it doesn't quite know if it wants to be a...
comedy?
Like a comedy show or like a cop show or... Like it's trying to be both except it's failing at both.
It's so confusing. It really is weird, and it's frustrating because I actually like a lot of the designs a lot more than I normally would, considering they're car-based. I'm enjoying the toy line, not quite as much as Gaim, but it's just it's very confusing.
There's a lot of confusion.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where they go from here. I hope they don't go full-on batshit every episode now and then decide that's where they want to go.
Yeah, any minute now, Brian and Doss could hurt themselves in their confusion.
Because I don't mind the comedy, but out of the two, writers always had the less amount of comedy, at least before the last few years. And it's like, this, like I said, this was one of those things where it was just, it takes away any ability you have to take any of the situation seriously, or the stakes, or anything.
Yeah, I don't mind comedy if it's done right, but... Drive just hasn't been doing it right, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's been
comedy night done right.
More like comedy night done wrong.
Comedy night done right. Is that like the catchphrase for the comedy Power Rangers in 2025?
Yes.
Get it? Because of, you know, never mind.
Yes. I don't know what's happening right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Jumping backward to Tokuger. I actually, I don't even want to really call it a clip show because there wasn't a whole lot of clip in it, but I actually thought it was pretty good.
I haven't caught up yet, so.
I don't know if I would say pretty good. I think it was less bad. There was too much wagon in it for my taste, and.
Tokuger is much more enjoyable in chunks at 2x speed, I'm telling you.
Like, wagon was too involved in it.
I have to comment on this. I don't remember what episode it was, but it was like a while back. Tokyo Rainbow. Cool. Sorry. I love the part where they're like, why is the drill rusher going to be involved? He's not even part of the Rainbow line. He's like, because it's powerful. Plus, I like drills. I thought that was funny because that sounded like a reason we would give.
Because I like drills. Okay, creepy bunny guy. Speaking of, we haven't seen him in a while.
I've got a theory. It could be bunnies.
Not that that's really a bad thing or anything. It's just really weird.
This bunny man just left. But no, this episode I felt had too much wagon in it. I did like how we got to see like the people who sing the opening theme. That was kind of cool. Because they just gave an impromptu concert for the Tokujus.
It was really fucking random.
That's really
the crew that helps is conveniently a band.
They're conveniently the band that does the opening theme for the show. Oh, cool.
Oh, cool. What's a show? You know nothing.
But, yeah, I mean, just got more of Zed being like, I want to sparkle. I can't sparkle.
The series is going to end with him joining the Spice Girls. The Spice Girls. I don't know if it's Spice like that, but I kind of like it.
Spice. He's trying to be like one of them. Spoice guys.
It's like Drusilla. That's how Drusilla would say it. Spoik. Talking nonsense.
I did like that we got more Mio and Tokati stuff. Even though it's weird because they're like 10 or something.
Yeah, it's weird that they're just another kids now.
That shit was funny though. I was like, no, I didn't mean I love. Like, love you. Like, no, that's no. That's not what I mean. She's like, no, I didn't mean that either. Like, oh, fuck. And they both freaked out.
I feel like Tokujur could be an absolutely fascinating show if, just based off the premise of trains being cool and the whole
them being kids.
They're kids thing, I think if that was built as a really like spot on focal point, that premise had the potential to be a really great show.
It could have been like Kyuryuger, where Kyuryuger had this like absolute perfect balance of doing, like being serious about the plot when it needed to be, but also having fun. Mm-hmm. If they had that tone, it could have been perfect because it has so many cool ideas. Even just the way the monsters are structured, instead of a monster just attacking, going to different towns and having a different problem, it could be a lot cooler.
But we're stuck in a situation where the Shadow line is a lot more interesting than...
Their monster designs are boss, though. Like, seriously. They're probably the best ever.
And it's insane, because, like, we just did, you know, like, the 40s, and, like, everybody's dead.
Yeah. Like, there's no one left.
And the crazy thing about the show is that the good guys didn't do it.
The bad guys did.
they killed themselves. Like,
all the good guys won. Almost all the bad guys are dead. No, one of the bad guys just flipped a shit.
He just, like, had up his period and got really pissed off and just killed all his buddies.
He just got really mad. He was like, you know what? I'm done with y'all.
He got hungry and he needed a Snickers. And they didn't have any more.
They had no Snickers.
Like, you're not being yourself, bro. It's like, I'll show you myself. And just killed everyone.
That's my new headcanon. Because I just needed a Snickers.
That's why Gritta didn't want to leave him. She had the Snickers in her pocket.
I'm just picturing a Snickers commercial where you have Gritta, and then someone gives her a Snickers and she turns into Zed. And they're like, are you okay? Yeah, I really needed that.
I really needed that. Otherwise, it turns into a big purple blob.
Oh, God. The same thing happens to Akari when he transforms back from his other form. it's actually a reverse where he's human and he eats the Snickers and he goes back to his monster form and then he's okay.
That's about it. I just wanted to say that.
That's like the appendices of the superhero time. It's just extra discussion.
No, yeah, bad.
Tokujur is just the Sentai thing that happened, and we're just kind of there for it. Like, the show happened, and we didn't even notice. We're just there, and all of a sudden, it was like, hey, look, we're at episode 40. Like, oh, shit.
That does catch me off guard sometimes, honestly.
It wasn't until the late 30s that I was like, Tokyo Drift started. I got plenty of time.
Like, so little happened that we didn't even notice that they were already almost on the show.
So little happened, and all of a sudden, everything happened. It went from everything or nothing to everything in the span of a couple episodes.
And then back to nothing.
Thanks, Tokyuji.
Hopefully the ninnies are better.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, penis, right? So.
Totally.
That was...
Insummation.
That was...
Penis.
That was totally it.
So now what?
Now, since a decent majority of us are here, we can now, hopefully...
Ramble, time.
Oh.
Neither of those two things.
Damn it.
We can go ahead and...
Circle jerk?
Our...
Circle jerk.
Our...
Circle jerk.
Best of 2014.
Oh, that too.
Announcer voice for all of them, so get ready, Kevin. Aerosol's not here to fill in for you by holding his nose closed.
Oh, I have to do the...
Aerosol holds his nose closed? Sounds like a children's book. I don't know what the plot is. But
All right, so as we go through the categories, we'll each say our choice, and then I'll announce who won.
Do I have to go to this?
No, it's all me.
Brian's gonna read this, don't worry about it.
There was a total of 59 responses.
Oh, that's not bad.
So the one person who didn't put in the response to make it 60 and make me happy, screw you.
To the other people that didn't make it 69, shame on you. This could have been ruined.
To the 10 people who didn't make this a good joke.
Yeah, thanks, 10 people.
But
the fact that this whole thing was a joke.
Some categories were very much a runaway. Some were not. So it'll be fun. I'll give the tallies up when we go through that. Due to the fact that I was using a free survey service and I can only do 10 questions, I didn't do separate toy categories for the survey. I just did best overall toy. So there's only...
Oh, okay, I wondered about that. I was going to scold you, but I'm like, all right, Brian's been through a lot. He deserves a break.
I don't give him a break.
I did like best rider toy, and then I clicked the add button to go to best Sentai toy, and it's like, you have reached the question limit. I'm like, fuck.
Life has no question limit, sir.
Alright, so our first category is the movie of the year for 2014.
Yeah, he's really awful.
I am really awful.
He didn't even do the voice, and it's Mover.
My survey says movies, so.
Survey says no. What is Mover? What is We're Fine?
People skipped categories? Fuck you. Oh, that's probably... never mind. Fuck you anyway.
That's
anywho.
Beautiful.
So I guess I'll go with mine. This one was kind of hard for me, surprisingly.
That's what she said, yeah. I always get surprised, too. I'm like, that still works?
It's like you know my life.
It's like use it or lose it, and Dawson was like, oh,
no, go back down, it's good to defibrillate. I couldn't resist.
2014 was full of really damn good movies.
It was.
Dawson's was Frozen.
It was a good movie.
It actually came out in 2013.
I watched it in 2014.
Well, they spent all of 2014 aggravating the fuck out of us, so.
That is true. As much as I really want to give it to the Lego movie for being really fun, I got to give it to Guardians.
I still didn't see that movie.
You should.
I have it now.
Parks and Rec first, it's a prequel.
Basically, it's...
Beetleborgs is the prequel to Parks and Rec, and Parks and Rec is the prequel to the Guardians. How hard is it to understand? The trilogy.
Had canon additionally accepted.
It's the Cho Macklin trilogy.
Guardians is just one of those movies that's like a perfect blend of comedy and action. And I really fucking liked it. That's all I got to say.
Shuquin Shinobi says, I really fucking liked it. I don't know why, but Brian has great like comedic like DVD cover taglines that you'd see on the back.
I do.
I watched it with my eyeballs. It's still my favorite.
when someone else picks their movie.
Okay. Oh, so it works. Sorry, I'm out of practice. Mine has to be Winter Soldier. That movie was just fantastic. I already loved Captain America and the first movie a lot, and this one was just, it was just so great and so game changing for what it did for the future movies and for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and it was just awesome.
I probably would have picked it if I'd watched it.
Oh, you hadn't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet because I'm going to watch it when I get to that point in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You are the worst, Brian. It was
so
good. Winter Soldier is really good. I'm looking at our choices, and yeah, out of that, I'd probably have to go with Winter Soldier also. I loved it a lot. There was so much right with it. I mean, like, yeah, Lego Movie was good and funny, and X-Men was awesome as well, but Captain America just like went like that little bit extra, and I don't even know how to describe the awesome like Cap interacting with Bucky, and then you had Scarlett Johansson, and X-Men didn't have Scarlett Johansson. That's all I'm gonna say. They did not have Black Widow in the tight outfit.
Ghost in the Shell is going to have Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I saw that.
People
and then you know, they need Cap.
Heroes
also
in a Ghost
had,
Shell, booby power.
Cap also had Nick Fury, and Sam Jackson just makes everything better because he's a badass.
That is true.
He's in that new British movie about British secret agents. I'm like, this is unrealistic. There aren't even black people in England. Chris told me. He private messaged me and said, hey, there's no black people here. I'm like, I know.
There's zero.
except for Arrow's stepdad. But he's the only one because he was made in a lab.
That's exactly what happened. How did you know?
Probably really offensive.
Made in a lab.
Well, I didn't say it.
All right, so Guardians of the Galaxy won that category on the poll with 43 fucking decimals. I don't give a shit about decimals. We'll go with 44% of the vote.
Fuck you, fractions and decimals.
Lego Movie got second with 23% of the vote. So,
clearly enough, people haven't seen Winter Soldier.
No, Winter Soldier got 8.77.
This is a disgrace.
Days of Future Past got 10.53, and
the
Big
Lego
Hero
Movie
6,
told you to take down your displays for snot-nosed children.
Big Hero 6 got 12.28.
Should have happened is Will Ferrell should have took a bat to that kid, taught him a lesson.
Oh yeah.
This is why Dawson's not allowed around my child.
Okay, a belt, just a belt. Come on. He's like, oh, you shouldn't have your displays. Fuck you, kid. Go back upstairs. Discipline jammed.
Right. Our next category is Game of the Year for 2014.
Parcheesi!
This is...
Alright, Candyland.
That one, that's my vote, Candyland.
I like Chutes and Ladders.
No, Chutes and Ladders piss me off too much. I get to the very top and I land on that chute that takes you all the way back to the beginning.
Well,
that's why I swear.
Back to the beginning, Willis.
That is why I developed a super.
That's why you swear.
Willis. No. Oh man, this is the Japanese version of The Grudge. Buffy's not even in this one. Sorry. Movie of the year for me is The Grudge. This is 2004, right?
Yeah. I feel like Smash and Oras are just complete runaways in this category.
Creepy.
I don't want to give it to Oras because it's too obvious. Since I tossed it on the list here myself, realizing that no one else put it there, I have to give props to Infamous Second Son.
I forgot about that. I played that. That was the first game I ever fully 100%ed. I mean, like with trophies.
It was a really
good game. It's the first game he ever played. I was gonna be like, really?
It was the first game I ever played.
I didn't know what a game was before that.
But if we were divided up into consoles, Infamous would definitely win my PS4 vote for sure. But and that's not to say Oras is bad or Smash is bad. Both are absolutely fantastic, fantastic games. But I wanted to kind of push my vote towards something that I normally would probably look over since it was a big year for Nintendo.
That expansion pack is free for PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, I'm so happy I never bought it.
I need to get that. Yeah, that's why I waited. I'm hoping they come out with at least some sort of glimmer of a new announcement at E3, just because I love those games so much. They're like some of the most fun games. I want my lightning back. Come on.
I need my lightning fix.
I killed all
those powers. It's my favorite superpower. My turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I also want to give props to another game which might get overlooked, which my game of the year is Assassin's Creed Unity. It's gotten a lot of heat, and understandably in terms of the technical problems. I've said before, but I was lucky enough to not... I had one. It was hardly noticeable. A guy's chin faced through a collar. No one's face got ripped off or anything. But
the pictures are really fucking funny, though.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough not to have anything like that, other than like one slowdown, but Drive took care of it. Looking past that, it was a really good game. I thought they really improved on a lot of stuff. I was annoyed that they took away the counter system because I couldn't be a complete badass that took out 12 guys. But it made it more challenging to where I felt accomplished when I would think my way out of a situation. And if, you know, ignoring the technical problems, I thought they did a really good job on it, and I think it deserved a little more credit for a lot of the cool stuff it did, like evolving from Ezio to Connor. But yeah, I like that game a lot.
I'm gonna go with Smash Brothers.
I thought you were gonna go with Pokemon Heart Gold.
No, I'm going to murder your whole family.
That was so sad. It's almost as sad as when I found out this was the Japanese version without Buffy.
I am still at the beginning of Oras, so I would feel bad giving it to it. What?
I haven't Bill Nye? I said, so am I. No, fuck Bill Nye. Fuck you, science.
And I still have to play Mario Kart, so and I don't even look at the other stuff that are on his list. I don't fucking know about that. But Smash Bros. Is awesome. Fuck that. Even if they don't want to give me amiibos because they're douchebags.
The only one I want is the villager, and I can't find him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Good luck with you.
He's one of the impossibles.
Yeah, it's stupid. Everyone should like the villager.
Like,
that was just pretty awesome. I do want to give props to Mario Kart 8 too, because it's a really fucking amazing entry into that game or that game that.
And
that
I have a penis, so
you bet.
When Kevin's penis won game of the year. Wait, what won it officially?
Smash Brothers. For I lumped both of them together because I felt it was stupid to put Smash Bros up there twice. With a whopping 51.79% of the votes went Smash Brothers. Pokemon Oras got 30.36. Mario Kart 8 got 7.14. Then Call of Duty Advanced Warfare got 5.36.
Brian said duty.
Second Son got 3.57. And Assassin's Creed Unity got 1.79.
It wasn't even me. I wasn't sure if we were allowed to vote.
One person voted for Assassin's Creed Unity for you.
You can't vote for yourself. That's illegal. God, Leslie.
All right, so we don't have to spend a whole lot of time in this category. Favorite toku?
Ultraman Ginga.
Parks and Recreation.
That one's the best. That one's
favorite tokusatsu, Doctor Who.
Oh God, I hate that so much. But yeah, Gaim.
Gaim.
For pretty much all the reasons in any of our lengthy discussions.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna give it any time. Like it's not worth it.
Or like Gaim
is right, is the best character ever.
Who won?
Gaim got 89.66%.
Oh, it's the point.
Tokuger got 8.62, which was only 5 people, mind you. And someone out there gave one vote to Ultraman Ginga.
Classic George. I'm just kidding. It was Kiefer.
I don't know who it was, but
it was Jesus.
But that
Jesus is an Ultraman fan.
That was funny to me. I looked at it and like there was a little sliver for Ultraman Ginga S. I'm like, what? Why? Why would you do this?
Beep.
Beep, pop, boop. So next, beep, just pop, jumping right in. Favorite Toku movie for 2014?
I didn't watch any of those. So.
22 Jump Street.
Did you really watch none of these?
I've really seen none of these.
What were they? So, read them to me.
The ones on the poll were the Gaiman Wizard movie, Kiryuger vs. Go Busters, Kamen Rider Tai-sen, and the other two
which
don't have
subbed
official
yet.
Subs yet. The Tokyuger movie and the Gaiman movie.
Okay, I can vote.
But I, as much as I had problems with it, I have to give it to Kiryuger vs. Go Busters. Just because I didn't like either of the two Rider movies I've seen.
You just like Fageki's chins flapping in the wind. And you just,
I do. It's amazing. Plus, that movie has the GoBusters in it. So, as
Brian's
biasly
jerked off Fageki in the hotel room.
That's exactly what happened. How'd you know?
I was there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't got a whole lot to say about it. We discussed that movie in full, I think. I think we did anyway.
We did a riff.
So.
No, we didn't. Did we? No, we did a private riff. That sounded gross. Anyway.
Brian riffed
on riff
on
it. We need to bring that show back. We're bad at keeping shows. So, I'm going to give it... honestly, this year I thought was pretty bad for Toku movies. In terms of... Like, there was none that I really liked... a lot. I'm going to actually give it to the Gaiman Wizard movie just because I actually really liked the wizard half. I hated the rest of it, but I liked the wizard half. But it was a really bad year for it. I mean, we didn't see the other two that haven't made it here yet, but still. I don't even remember what I gave it to last year.
I feel kind of bad for not putting them up there initially. But actually, thinking back, if I had to pick one that didn't get put on the list... Telling you Asuka Truth, it would probably be the Sheravan movie. It wasn't a bad movie at all.
Dante's Abs the movie, so that's
how
why you're into that.
We generally talk about the Space Sheriff revival around here. It wasn't a bad movie at all, especially considering what competition it had this year with Toku movies. So, yeah, if you haven't seen that yet, check that out.
Was the Kikaider reboot subbed yet?
I don't think so. I think subs might be floating around because people have bought it on DVD.
Yeah.
Through, Generation Kikaida, I think, is selling it.
I
don't think it's
that.
Any subgroups got it, and I don't know if there's any.
You can buy it here.
Yeah, so when I get my hands on it, I'll probably watch it.
I heard it was awful.
Oh, never mind.
It depends who you talk to. I've talked to some people that just say it was absolutely awful. And then I've talked to a couple people that said that they liked it a lot. So
sounds like most movies.
Basically, it's a very mixed bag with that one, but I don't know. I do want to watch it to give it a chance. So, the Kiryuger vs. Go Busters movie won with 51.72% of the votes, 30 people.
That's good for Go Busters.
Gaiman Wizard movie came in second with 18.97, 11 people. And then the Kamen Rider Tai-san came next with 13.79, that was 8 people. The Gaiman movie came in fourth with 12.07, 7 people. And the Tokyuger movie came in last with 3.45, 2 people. I don't know how you're voting. I guess you could probably, depending on when you did this, vote for the guy movie, since some random person subbed it, apparently.
Murder.
Or you speak Japanese or just watch things raw without knowing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Or you just randomly vote.
A lot of people do that, too.
Deep Boot Murder.
Favorite Toku hero is our next category.
Leslie Nope. Sorry.
The Doctor.
We've established that they are all acceptable answers.
Yeah.
So works for me. I mean, just even singling out the Gaimcast, there's so many great, great characters in that show.
Joe Noichi.
But he's the best by far.
I mean, Squirrel-chan.
Never
Don't
give
remember
up.
His name in Gaim.
Hase.
Hase's my favorite because he was in all of Gaim. Truth. I think Dawson's going to say the same thing, but I have to give it to Coda. He was a great main rider.
Yeah, great development. Like, a clear change from beginning to end. Heroic actions. He was fantastic.
I like Zach, because at least it wasn't the beat writers.
Because of the meme.
The meme is basically the reason I put Zach on this list.
Although he was a pretty good guy.
He was. He was an ace fellow, that Zach.
He was more worthy than being on there than most of the Tokyo Jers.
That is true. I only put Akira on here because he's adorable.
I did really enjoy Akira, though, I must say. Yeah, he had the harmonica and that kitten.
I actually don't despise a lot of the Tokuger cast. It's just, like, Zach and a lot of people on Gaim just did more heroic things.
Yeah. Poor Zach actually got last tier.
I'm sad.
Coda got 25 votes, 42.37%. Takatora got 16 at 27.12%. Akira got 11 at 18.64, and then Zach got 7 at 11.86. So he still got 7 votes. Coda and Takatora were pretty runaway with this. I do really enjoy Takatora because he's kind of a two-sided character.
I think he got a lot of pity votes because his brother tried to murder him.
That is true.
I thought it was interesting that there was a lot of parallels with him and Coda. Like, mm-hmm. He essentially started out with the same goal but took a different path, and He was my second favorite in the series, but I have to give it to Coda based on just everything he did.
But what I liked about Takatora was that he seemed like a villain when you started, and then it turns out that no, he's really not, and ended up being a pretty big hero, and then didn't die, just couldn't die.
He was fucking invincible, man.
He had that ninja training with Malcolm Merlyn, and I was like, I can't die.
Why did you die? I'm a ninja. Plus, I'm Jack Harkness, so I just can't die.
I just become a giant head.
Yeah. He's a complete dick on there.
Giant fucking head. Okay, so next category is favorite Togu villain, which had a huge runaway selection in the vote.
It's clearly Grita.
I should have put Grita on here just to see what would happen.
So what's the Shogun?
Is anyone going to say anyone that's not Michi?
No. I almost said Jam, but...
Which one?
Oh, God. I didn't even think about that. The Councilman Jam.
Clearly.
He was a better villain than the other guy.
He was. Truth. No, seriously, Michi, like... All the fucking way. Michi is how you do a villain.
One of the most interesting villains in the history of the show, just from seeing him from becoming this, oh, Kota-san, take the lock to Kota-san, die, I'm going to stab you with the bicycle. Just die. Just fucking die. Like, at one point, he was doing that. He was so sick of him.
He's like, why won't you die, Coda? Coda's like, what? Nothing?
What? What's he wrong, Michi? Let's go to the party.
That's essentially how it went down.
Though I do have to say, Ryoma was pretty fun. Like, he was just batshit crazy, too.
He was. Ryoma wasn't as effective as a villain as Michi was, but I think he was just as fascinating in a way. Because, like, his entire motivations and his endgame and way of getting there was so basically different than Michi's that it was great to watch the two of them ultimately try to get to the same place.
And like, I think that if there was more time on him, focus on him.
Yeah, he also had no problems like killing everyone in the world to do what he needed to do. And he had no problems leaving his own people behind to die.
The thing about him though is because of where he's positioned in the series, He's into butt stuff. No, because where he's positioned in the series, you kind of expected it to be villainous from the beginning. But what makes Michi interesting is where he's placed at the beginning of the series, both actually and in the series pre-descriptions. They did not. No inkling of that. I mean, we thought he was creepy at the beginning, which we kind of caught on to him quick, but we've talked about this numerous times, but I still go back to those pre-show descriptions that just would be like, oh yeah, he's Kota's fun little sidekick and his brother's Takator. I'm like,
well,
oh yeah.
Because in the beginning he was off, my son, you want the dick? And she's like, what? Nothing.
I can hear Michi saying that in my head and it's creeping me out.
Just turn Mai into a doll and put her in his bed.
Michi is like the Oren of Gaim.
Obviously, Michi like completely ran away with the votes here. 62.71% of the votes went to Michi. 37 total. Ryoma got second at 20.34 with 12. Zed actually got next with 10.17 with 6 people, and then Schwartz got last at 6.78 with 4 people.
Poor Schwartz.
Nobody likes Schwartz.
That's what he gets for looking like a Nazi dictator.
You know about Nazi dictators, wouldn't you?
I guess so. I know enough about their apparel.
Well, you have it in your closet. That's your weekend wear.
Next category is the favorite new show for 2014.
I can't think of a good joke answer.
I want... God damn it, Kevin. Stop meeting my
head.
Shut those chipmunks up. They're trying to serenade us by force.
We're announcing our awards show from the Tiny Highway.
Please, people do not have any respect for a formal award show. I am wearing a gown, for God's sake.
Dawson was wearing a gown and he took some LSD, just like the South Park guys.
Sure.
As much as I want to throw it toward something else, it is incredibly difficult to not say Flash here.
Girl Meets World, though.
Look, that's a good show. They got...
6 people agree with you, Dawson.
Yay. Yes, but my vote's still Flash, but I love...
They're all 12-year-old girls.
Look, Boy Meets World is really important to me, okay? I learned everything I know from Mr. Feeny.
Well, who didn't?
Flash has just been fantastic. It's only halfway through, but much like Sleepy Hollow last year, it's one of these rare shows that has like a perfect first season, which is, well, rare. Because first seasons are
really
pretty rocky.
And not even Adam or Aisha, just rocky. Who am I still with?
I'm the Flash.
Oh, man.
I'm going to get you weather with it.
Yeah, it's just been fantastic. The casting and the balance of the story and the humor is just excellent.
It really is, and and not having Dawson's penis on screen is just awesome.
True.
True that. So Flash got 30 votes, 56.60% of the votes.
Damn.
I'm just gonna read the vote totals instead of the percentages for the rest of them because there was 6 in this category, but. Gotham got second with 8 votes. Star Wars Rebels got 7. Girl Meets World got 6. Scorpion, I watched that. I actually really dig that show. Got 2, and then poor Constantine got 0. I've watched 2 episodes of Constantine, and it's the 2 episodes I've seen weren't bad.
I just couldn't get into it.
I like Gotham and Flash quite a bit more. All right. So the next category, bouncing off of that, is the favorite returning show.
This is a tough one for me.
This was the votes show that too. There was 3 shows on the vote that essentially almost got pretty much the same numbers.
I bet it's not my pick.
The winner, I know you won't agree with.
Why did you not put Doctor Who in here?
I have no idea. No one.
It's a long story.
No one wrote it in their thing, so I didn't write it down.
I forgot.
Well, no one actually read what you asked us to read. Maybe that was just me.
Clearly, no one. But see, it's hard for me to pick Arrow because, like, I like
just watched it.
Started Arrow, so I'm like, oh, Arrow is everything. I Dawson, I know you don't agree, but I'm gonna give it to Turtles, not because of season three.
Because
season two was in 2014. And I thought season two was really fucking amazing.
I still think it's a crime. It got best returning show, though, with like everything being so amazing, like Arrow and whatnot.
It's, you know, it's hard for me because I look at this and I go, Arrow was fucking amazing. Korra was like fucking amazing because everything they did there, and we got like books 3, 4, and 8. I don't know how many books they put out of the show this year because Nickelodeon just kept pushing them over. And then Turtles. Season 2 was really, really good. Season 3 had its moments so far, except just a lot of crazy, weird things. S.H.I.E.L.D. is always a good show. And it's like it's really hard to go, favorite return. I'm like, oh, fuck, they got like 800 of my favorite shows in this category.
Well, mine is one that probably didn't go high up there, which is The 100. That show is just fantastic. I haven't watched that program. It's so good. Like, the first season's on Netflix, so anybody that's listening, Netflix? I encourage you to watch it. But like the first season, it takes a little bit to get going. Like, it's not amazing right away.
What the fuck's
but
a Netflix?
You're a Netflix. your face is a Netflix. But the
That'd
second
be pretty
season,
awesome, actually.
The second season has been like phenomenal. Like every single episode this season so far is like finale level pacing and like caliber. It's just edge of your seat shit. Like every episode has not disappointed me. It's like watching a season finale every week. It's so good. Like if you haven't watched it,
I think it's probably my favorite really show on TV right now.
I'm really into CW shows, so it's the same thing.
Well, so but, we record their like their entire lineup just about except
for
this.
For 100, and, but
yeah, pretty much.
100 is so good. Like as much as I love Arrow and as good as Shield's gotten this last year and a half, 100 has just been so great.
I've been watching a lot of vampires in my house, so.
Kevin, what's your pick, Turtles? I didn't quite get what you were saying.
I haven't decided on a pick, and I thought if I just rambled on long enough, he'd either go to someone else or.
Isn't there usually a bald guy here? Where is he?
You just move along or something.
If I talk long enough, they'll just forget I didn't say anything.
Yeah, shh.
Okay.
Or I'll just say all these answers and just put my usual asshole self.
Turtles got 30.36% of the vote, and that was actually the winner with 17 votes. Korra got 16 votes. Arrow got 14 votes. from there, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got 8. Sleepy Hollow got 1, and nobody watches the 100.
Damn it! Better than all of them.
Dawson was too busy touching himself to vote, so...
That's why when you picked it, I laughed a little bit, because there was zero votes for it.
I had to give it credit.
And the next vote I'll read at the end, because it's best overall toy and we're doing last. So I guess best rider toy we'll do first. Technically, I think the Runaway would be the Mach Driver, because it's technically a 2014 toy.
Yeah, it is. It came in at the last second. It was like, fuck your shit. And we're like, oh, god damn it.
Ignoring the Mach Driver, I would easily pick the Brake Gunner.
Yeah, so would I. Like, yeah, even with the Mach Driver, though, I don't like the voice of the Mach Driver as much as the Brake Gunner. I actually, like, the Mach Driver, I'm like, technically, this thing's awesome, but I just don't really care for the voice, because it doesn't sound like it wants me. So, it doesn't say Bordy.
I'll definitely agree with you. I'm not too big on the voice of the Mach Driver.
Break like your body.
I like the Brake Gunner the most, and Belt Saw second. But functionality wise, the Mach Driver was an easy runaway. But I think overall, like the total package, I would probably give it to the Brake Gunner.
And Brian does know about packages.
The Brake Gunner is the total package.
Yeah.
So didn't the DJ gun came out? That was
I think
toy.
I put that on my list. For things, but ray gunner was just so cool. Oh god, that noise is disturbing.
So we just all break gunnering?
Yeah, that's break gunnering my dick.
So jumping to best Sentai toy.
The Tokyo Changer.
Shit.
That came out this year. Find me a different toy that's good.
Safari Go.
Is that one? Oh damn, there's no pole.
There is no pole. But that's
my pick. My pants. Your pick, really? And you want to tell me why?
Because it was the best of the mecha that came out this year.
You put it up by default, didn't you? Now, I think Brian really liked.
It had a lion mode.
I like that mech a lot.
Brian liked Teo because to transform it, you just stand it up and put the head on.
It is easily like the most simplest transformation. You just stand it up and put the train on its head.
I called him Theo earlier. Without his name.
He is the blue Jungle Fury Ranger.
Fury.
God, I haven't reviewed it yet, but I really fucking hate Teo. But
Theo. You know what? It reminds me of people that think their name is Teo, but their name's Theo. Like, oh, it's Teo. Like, settle down. Your name's Theo.
just stop. but I can easily say I really like Build Dio too. He's really cool. One of those two mecha is I don't like the Tokyo Changer.
Really?
That would be my answer. Not the Tokyo Changer, but either of those mech, because I got them both at the same time, and especially with the fact that it was right around the time that I was starting to get down on Tokyo, but I had a lot of fun with both of them. Build Dio was just really quick to transform and just fun to mess around with, and I like the lion mode on Gal a lot.
I still like the Tokyo Changer. I think fuck everyone, but that's just me.
I'm a secret Apple Changer fan. I kind of like it.
I hope bad things happen in your life.
It's not that bad.
I didn't say it was that bad. I just
hope bad things happen in my life, regardless of my opinion on the Apple Changer.
Well, that's true, but. Granted, you're alive, so bad things are already happening to you. So.
That's just true. That was the worst thing that ever happened to me. Bar none.
Other people that come to Dawson are like, please stop being depressed and suicidal.
He's asking me to not be me. That's just not nice.
So this is a little bit of a harder category. The best PR toy.
Public relations. Mm.
Yes, the best public relations.
Those little tiny dinosaurs I just got. Those are awesome.
I don't know where to slot Dino Charge in, because technically it came out in 2014. The show doesn't start till 2015, so I'm sitting there going, what?
Thanks, Brian. That's a wonderful sound.
It was. I have no idea where to slot the Dino Charge stuff in.
Unleash the power. The Red Ranger in the trailer sounds exactly like generic guy voice, though, so it's perfect. It's morphing time! I'm like, oh my god, they found the guy! It's a generic toy. He's a person. He's also Mexican Daigo. I don't know what ethnicity he is.
But ignoring that and everything, I'd probably pick the Legacy Dragonzord. I love that thing a lot. And as much as I'm completely done with MMPR shit, it's just a really beautiful fucking toy.
I'm going to tell JDF you were fapping to him. So
I'm going to give mine to the Legacy Dragon Dagger. That was so cool. Like, it looks so awesome, and the sounds are awesome, and it's just really cool.
I don't own either of those. I would like to, but I don't.
The dagger's so cool.
I still like my original answer of those little tiny dinosaurs that I just bought. Because they're just awesome and they're adorable, and Kaylee will show you how to play with them if you watch my vlog. She gets really excited about them. But yes, tiny dinosaurs for the win.
Tiny sore.
I do love those little things a lot. Speaking of, I'm just so glad that we're getting like the entire lineup of dinosaurs
right?
on the show. It's just really fucking cool.
11 through 15 about to come out. I'm like, yes, sir.
I'm ready.
Fuck you, Japan toys.
Fuck you, Japan. We got dinosaurs. Rawr and shit. Anyway,
fuck you, I got a Kentro spike, your dinosaur.
Wonder if dinosaurs knew how famous they were going to be. We're so fascinated with them. It's funny.
We're like, so fascinated with them because they're all dead.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
like Dawson.
It's funny, though, like how many different shows and books and movies were made because of dinosaurs.
It's like dinosaurs.
Like, did they know they were going to be so famous?
I think they said something about it in Dinosaurs.
They're like the, trying to think of the name of the guy from Doctor Who that didn't know he was going to be famous. The painter.
Van Gogh?
Yeah, they're like the Van Gogh of animals. Like, they're all depressed, like, oh, fuck, I can't even reach anything because I'm a T-Rex. And then they got super famous because of it.
And then they cut off their ear, and they're like...
T-Rex. He couldn't even reach to cut off his ear. Does he even have ears?
It's a little hard to determine because ears don't have bones, see, so they're not going to be preserved with the skeleton. So they could have had all the extra muscular appendages and cartilage appendages that you'd want.
They could have. The T-Rex could have fucking bunny ears for all we know.
We don't know. We think
They believe that, you know, things like a Brachiosaurus could have had an elephant trunk, and you would never know because that's all muscle, and that would have just deteriorated away. There's no bones there.
So much of it taking pictures. God. For all we know, they spoke telepathically and flew. We don't know.
Well, they had those guys that did fly.
T-Rex just hovers.
T-Rex is MODOK.
We say too many things as fact. Like, oh, it's not a Triceratops. Bitch, you named it that. God, I hate science people. They bother me so much. They ruin everyone's fun.
Not a Triceratops. It's a Torosaurus. Just a baby bird.
It's a Defender Torozord? Whatever, man. That's from the Lost Galaxy.
The way I thought with.
Anyway.
That wasn't a tangent in the middle of our award show.
This wasn't really a category, but is there any like American toy line that you want to mention?
Do I buy other American toys?
Ben 10 died this year. This goes in the in memoriam section of the Ben 10. Which didn't even make it in any of the categories, I just realized, for TV show.
Fuck. I'm upset about that because they had actually showed a bunch of toys and then we just never got them.
I'm trying to think. Like, I bought a couple Transformers and
yeah, I did too.
A couple Star Wars black figures, but nothing.
I like my Rhinox. He's Rhinox, so and that just automatically makes him a winner.
The Generations line of Transformers really hit it out of the park in 2014. There was a lot of really good releases.
I got Rattrap, Rhinox. I'm fine with that. There were some others I wanted. I was never able to get to the store with money to get them. But I'm trying to. What other toys have I bought this year? I bought Power Rangers. I bought, which I don't
Turtles.
Normally. I bought Turtles. Yeah, I got these new mutations just came out. It's the same transformation as the past. Like I said last week, the past 20 years. The figures themselves are really good. And they're a decent size and all, but
just prefers them bigger.
I do like bigger Turtles.
such a weird. Kevin's a size queen when it comes to Turtles.
Yeah. But I don't think there's any other American toys I got. Brian got, I don't know, Brian got some sex toys he wants to talk about. Go.
One of them vibrates. It's pretty amazing. So, best overall toy of 2014. For the options on the survey, I went with Legacy Dragonzord, Legacy Dragon Dagger, Drive Driver, Brake Gunner, Toki Changer, and Safari Gao.
Only one of those toys tried to seduce us, so. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
That is true, yes. I don't know if that technically makes it better than the Very Pretty Dragon Zord. Or the Very Pretty Dragon Dagger.
I'm still giving it to the Dragon Dagger.
Did either of those toys try to seduce you, Brian?
Yes.
The Dragon Zord came on to me.
You've seen its wang.
Now,
tail was, my ass.
Was it an unwanted workplace? Come on, because that's sexual harassment. And I cannot...
My desk is technically my workplace.
Yeah, and I cannot...
I can't say it was unwanted.
Okay, because I cannot justify giving an award to a tour that committed sexual harassment.
Harassment?
Legacy Dragonzord sexual offender.
That sounds like a really, like, gritty cop show.
Like, both of the Legacy toys this year were absolutely great, and I think we're going to be in the same situation next year with Tegazord and Saba and whatever the fuck else comes out.
Penis.
Dragonzord, Dragon Dagger, Break Gunner, you can't really go wrong with any of them, really. It's really hard to pick.
And yeah, next year we're going to get Legacy Tommy Penis, so...
Legacy Tommy Jildo. Oh, God. You can get it in green, white, red, or black.
Dawson's just realized it's true. The black one's much bigger than the other ones. The white one's the tiny one.
Yeah, because it's called the Brachio Staff. I seriously cannot stop.
The red one has a turbo mode.
It's called Red Lightning. It spins. Gosh, what?
You know what's happened is our adult supervision's not here.
The Brick Gunner won the category with 19 votes, but the Dragonzord was in second with 17 votes. The Drive Driver had 12. The Dragon Dagger had 5, Safari Gow had 3, and Togi Changer had 1.
That's shocking.
So everyone got at least one vote. I'm surprised the Dagger's not higher. That's a beautiful piece of toy.
It is.
It's very long and slender.
I was trying to angle myself to get one for a present, and that didn't happen, so... I was sad.
There.
Like, I'm holding them in the store console, like, you know, I really like this Dragon Dagger right here. It's like it's a Legacy Dragon Dagger. So this box right here. That didn't turn into anything. I tried that with a bunch of things, like Transformers. Look, these Transformers right here. If you buy these, that'd be... a nice present.
Here's a picture of it.
Yeah, it's a fucking picture. I took off the shelf. I'm like, oh, thanks. Thanks, asshole.
Let me text that to you. Send you an email blast. Flyers. So?
That's it.
That's how we end our show. That's it.
That's all of our awards.
Yay, awards.
Congratulations to the winners.
You get nothing. You get a packaged Red Lightning or Brachio Staff. Just email our assistant.
We have an assistant? Well, I want an assistant. I don't know about this.
Someone getting
my own drink?
Someone with some Photoshop skills and a really perverted mind needs to do this.
Oh my god. Like, only us would have a discussion about Tommy-themed dildos in the middle. Right after getting off on a tangent about dinosaurs.
Did dinosaurs know they were going to be famous? What about Tommy Dildos?
those
they
two sentences
sum up the whole
podcast.
Alright, so we'll see how 2015 ends up sucking. Moving along.
As long as we're optimistic about it.
To Bamboo, Bamboo, Bamboo Time.
Maybe.
I still haven't watched Korra. If these two want to talk about it, they can. So go for it if you want to. Pokemon's on break. Ben 10 died.
Pokemon, you know, the Gumi episode's about to air in Japan, and I really feel like Ash might get it.
That'd be nice. He did catch a dragon before, but five minutes before he went home.
He did catch a dragon before, and you know, I think I would love to see it, because first of all, The title is, you know, Gumi the Weakest Dragon, and so I feel like that's incentive for Ash to catch it, to show people it's not a weak dragon, because that's how he is. I'll show everyone you're not weak, and then I really want to see this asshole pull out Gumi in the fairy-type gym. Try to figure out why nothing, like, I don't understand, Gumi, your attacks aren't working on the fucking fairy-type. Gumi! And then, like...
This whole episode's happening right before our eyes.
Like, Pikachu's there, like, Pikachu!
Like, he don't fucking know.
But you can beat him now, thanks to science.
That would happen, too.
But you know what? At least that would make sense, because
Serena tries to give advice, and she's never battled anything.
About fairy types? Like, it's dumb, like, in Black and White, where he's like, what, fire's weak to water? Oh, I don't understand. Oh, let me twist my hat back. Like, at least this part would make sense.
Like, Serena tries to get battling advice. Like, Serena, you've never been in a battle before. Shut the fuck up.
I wear a hat. That's my character trait. And then Bonnie's like, I'm female Max. Nanny!
Danae is fused with Bonnie.
No, Danae just popped out. That's what Danae does. That's what I call it when I taste shit. I just say, oh, Danae just popped out. Oh, crap.
Danae just pops out of Bonnie's vagina. Just.
Oh, God. Too young.
Playing hide and seek.
Oh,
little head pops out.
That route isn't quite as funny as the route I was going.
Oh, sorry.
There, it's okay.
Fuck,
so anyway.
I'm trying to figure out why Curlia learns magical leaf.
You said no one talked about the Doctor Who Christmas special yet, though.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Have you watched it yet?
I did.
I know you did it. Oh. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I watched it with Kaylee. She was like, Santa Claus? I'm like, yeah. And Doctor Who? I'm like, yeah.
No, that's Ed from Shaun of the Dead. God.
You know what was really funny is we watched the Christmas special, and then my DVR recorded a few minutes after that, which was showing last year's Christmas special. And so Matt Smith comes on, and I said, look, Kaylee, it's the Doctor. She goes, no, it's not. I said, yes, it is. Nuh-uh. I said, that's the Doctor. No, it isn't. I said, I promise you. Like, I'm arguing with a 4-year-old whether or not Matt Smith is the Doctor.
That's the Doctor. No.
No, that angry old guy is the Doctor.
With the eyebrows. But I did like this year's Christmas special. I think it was kind of, I mean, I guess last year's, excuse me, it was kind of sad too, with the Doctor leaving and coming back as a different Doctor, but this year it had a really creepy and kind of depressing overtone, which
it was,
I guess,
really creepy.
This series did, but still, for a Christmas special, but the premise, it was kind of like what those people call one of those classic Moffat monsters, where it's like this really, basic thing that's like can turn into a fear, like the statues or the silence and stuff like that, and like that fear of always being in a dream, and it was like a dream within a dream within a dream, and it was really interesting, and I think they could have made it a regular episode without the Christmas theme, and then maybe had a bit of a lighter Christmas episode that didn't leave the tone of my Christmas ruined by depression.
I still like, though, that like their brains recognize they're in trouble and needed something to save them, so it manifested Santa Claus.
Well, I would manifest Ed from Shaun of the Dead as well. He would just play time splitters.
And I thought he was a fantastic Santa Claus.
He was amazing.
Like,
easily my favorite Santa Claus ever.
Yeah, that's how I'm now going to picture Santa Claus. Like, sorry, Tim Allen, you now take second place to Shaun of the Dead.
I also loved like the elves, like their banter.
Oh my god, the elves!
He's like, I'm getting the feels. Like, damn it, elves!
One of them was Strax.
Was he?
Yeah, the actor that plays Strax. One of them.
He didn't even say anything about grenades. Let's see what else. But I'm glad that Clara's staying.
Yeah, I am too. I really like her. And her interaction with 12 has just been phenomenal.
And I'm glad her old person story wasn't her end. Just because, even though we didn't technically get to see them, although we did get to see old Rory, it would have reminded me almost too much of Amy and Rory's exit.
Yeah.
Because they, like, we saw old Rory and they just kind of got old, essentially. Timey-wimey, but still. And I don't know, like, part of me, I still, when Clara leaves, want her to just not have to have a shocking exit. I don't think everyone needs a twist. But also, she's been so important to him. I mean, she met him when he was a little kid. She went through his entire time stream. I think she deserves more than, oh, I retired. And yeah. The doctors forgot to visit me until I turned 90. But, yeah, I'm glad she's staying. And everyone's always saying, like, they're ready for a new companion. But I don't know why we couldn't get a new companion and also keep her. Like, have two companions. Why not? It could add to some interesting dynamics. Why does it always have to be just one at a time?
Especially because you'll have, like, the one person who doesn't know what the fuck is going on around them. Exactly. Like, what the fuck are these things? What's happening around me? And then there's Clara, who may not always know necessarily, but she's got that experience of, like, I've traveled with the doctor for a while, so I know the do's and don'ts. And it could just make for some really interesting interactions and just really interesting stories where, especially if they get separated from the doctor and whatnot, like it could be fun to have.
Yeah, so I think that could be interesting. I mean, I don't think it'll happen, but I'm glad she's sticking around for a while just because I really like her and I really like the dynamic she has with 12. And I feel like we just got to a good place where they're like completely comfortable with each other.
And he doesn't like hugs, so
yeah, that's true. But maybe season 9, hugs.
Like when they had to hold hands, and you're like, "We, I don't really do that."
We got to see Danny Pink again. Good old PE.
I like how they found out they're both lying to each other to make each other happy. Like, oh. Like, no, I didn't go there. I was just saying that. So you could go be with Danny. Well, I was just saying that he was fine. I didn't want you to know he was dead. So you'd go off and have fun with Gallifrey. Like, oh, well.
The thing about that is, and then you ran off. That actually happened. I like the part where he said, you have a movie called Alien. That's really offensive. No wonder you keep getting invaded.
I think I about died when he said that. I was like, yes, indeed. I also liked how at the end, like, it was such a dream or whatever that those people, they didn't even know each other. They didn't even do those professions. Whatever they were was completely the opposite of whatever it was they had been doing in the dream. The one chick was in a wheelchair. One guy died, so I don't know what the fuck he does. He probably just was sitting at home jerking at, you know, National Geographic or something.
He just woke up dead. He turned up missing.
But yeah.
I like how people are debating about whether those people are alive or not because of the doctor waking up in his dream in which they woke up. And everyone's like, maybe he just dreamed that they woke up and woke.
Well, I don't know.
I'll stop now.
Woke up. Yeah, there we go. No. The D was earlier. That was during the Dilla discussion. No, but that's kind of a insignificant thing ultimately, just because they're not going to be important characters later.
Oh, I didn't really see it that way as the doctor woke up in a dream in which they woke up. I saw it as they woke up and then the doctor woke up.
Because if that were the case, then Clara would be dead too, because then she wouldn't have been in his dream.
Yeah, like I saw it as like the what happened after that was the dream, like that I don't know, that they woke up and then he, I don't know how to explain it without sounding insane.
It's still a dream.
Yeah.
And I saw some people saying, oh, they're probably just gonna have all of season 9 be a dream. I don't think they'll do that. No, they're gonna
do
it.
Do that.
I don't know, because I mean they left an out for it, but I don't think they would do it.
This isn't Dallas, like we're they're not just going to wake up and Bobby Ewing's in the shower.
Definitely not anymore. Wait, that was JR.
No, that's JR.
Bobby's fine, everybody. I was scared because he was my favorite. He was like the Bo Buchanan of Dallas.
I don't know what that means.
I know who
that is. Yay! Someone understands me.
Awesome has spent his whole life trying to find someone who understands him. Turns out, Shugo and Shinobi.
Like, oh, never mind. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to series 9 and 10.
You should start getting a couple things about it since it's starting to film.
Yeah. Even though it's a long wait, I'm glad that at least it seems they're going to stick to that, just airing straight through and then just breaking for Christmas. Instead of like having half a season and then breaking, because it feels weirder when it's a short series that's only 13 episodes as opposed to like 22 episode things.
Yeah.
Because that's series pretty. 7 broke really weird, because we had 5 episodes with the Pawns and then we broke for quite a while and then we started with the Clara time.
Well, we had to find out why she was the impossible girl.
Because she was just so impossible. Like that's what really means. She just argues all the time. She's just impossible.
Well, that's just being a girl.
That's true. All the girls are the impossible girls.
Yeah, it's part of having a vagina.
The impossible vagina.
Like a Rubik's Cube, but it has teeth on the inside.
Come on. We're going too far. We've gone to the other genitals now. We've made come full circle.
As I mentioned earlier, did you guys want to talk about Korra? Or?
Do you want to talk about it a bit, or do you want to wait for Ryan or almost like Kevin? Aerosol?
It doesn't matter. I mean, if we can, the ending is not significant. Like, go away.
What do you mean the ending's not, like, what do you mean?
Like, the ending that it's not spoiling anything at this point because it's been highly publicized is when Korra and Asami just go off together.
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh my god, that happened. They, you know, Korra and Asami went off holding hands because they love each other or whatever. And, people...
Mako turned them both gay. I'm just kidding.
Like, people freaked out. And, like, you know, they're bombarding the creator with questions. And, you know, like, is this really what's going on? And they're like, yes, it's exactly what it looks like. And, like, I saw, like, on a... all kind of like articles like everywhere about it, like how it's one of them said like it changed the game for children's television. I'm like, it's not that serious. Calm the fuck down. And if you treat something like it's crazy, people are going to think of it as crazy. Like the whole idea is that, oh, well, it's never been done before. Right, so if you make a big spectacle out of it, if you don't make a spectacle out of it, if you just treat it like it's normal, people will take it like it's normal.
I can see why people are acknowledging it,
like,
though.
I understand the whole bit, but it's like if you want that to be a normal thing, right? You don't want it to be like people think of it as weird. So don't draw attention to it. Don't draw attention to it and treat it like it's weird by making a big spectacle out of it and blasting it everywhere. Because then that's when you get all the crazy parents freaking out and this, that, and the other thing. And then it draws even more attention to it and it causes problems. You just treat it like it's normal.
Well, luckily, they were canceled. Happened. And it was online, so they're like, YOLO.
Like, if you just treat it as a normal thing instead of as something that needs to be like, oh, look at this day. They did this. Look, first.
First lesbian sex. Next step.
If you just treat it as like this is a normal everyday thing that happens. Okay, these two characters, they like each other and are going off together to go, you know, have a happy life or vacation. Then
spirit world sex is amazing.
It probably is. I would love to have spirit world sex.
In terms of those two, like, getting together, I was fine with it. I just wish that this season could have had a little bit more moments that hinted towards it. Like, seasons, I think 3 more so than any of them. 2 had a little bit of them getting, like, kind of closer. But this season, I feel like, didn't have as much. The only thing that I could think of, really, was the fact that she was the only one that Korra wrote to.
Yeah, that, also about yeah. The that they made sure to emphasize that, like, oh yeah, Asami, like, you heard from Korra? Oh yeah, yeah about that.
Thing is, I'm not driving stick anymore, so. But yeah, like, I don't have a problem with it, and I didn't really think it was like I didn't have any disbelief about it in terms of the characters themselves. It just it would have made it a smoother transition if they got a few more moments, but they had a lot of ground to cover, and Korra was pretty busy.
Yeah.
And Rob Williams' daughter lost it.
Yeah, she just totally went off the deep end. But
why did nobody point out she was behaving like the Fire Lord except with Earth?
Because.
Okay, that makes sense. She was a ninja. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, she's a ninja. But it was a really good finale. I had a great time watching it. Great fight scenes. Mako and Bolin just being awesome. You know, just like, everything about it was just so enjoyable to watch. I was very
all
sad.
All the fights against the mech suits were impressive.
They really were. And then Varric and Julie.
Getting married.
Julie, will you do the thing with me? Like, the whoa.
The only thing that I was disappointed was maybe like the last few minutes. I need to rewatch the Avatar finale, but it just felt like usually in finales, everyone has like a final moment. And it didn't feel like that. Like, we got a nice final Korra and Tenzin talk. And then, of course, they had Kurosami. And then Mako and Korra also had a final scene. But Bolin didn't get a final scene with anybody. I mean, he had a final scene that happened, but not in terms of, like, in finale fashion. So I kind of like when finales have that clear moment. It's kind of like the goodbye moment for the character. And that's the only thing I was a little bit disappointed in.
I liked how in Varric's a wedding, they were like, Varric, do you take Julie not as your assistant, but like, but as an equal? I go, okay. and then they asked Julie, like, do you take Varric? I get something like, his name's all funny and hilarious. Like, do you take Varric? And some of like doing his taking care of his feet, giving him a foot massage or something.
I don't think it's that unreasonable of a request.
He's like, I'm not reading all this. Like, I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, yes, always. Like, oh god.
Like, oh, that was funny. But I mean, yeah, like, you know, I watched the end and I was like, oh, okay, cool, that happened. And then I went on with my life. I don't know.
It's funny because everyone's like, oh my god, Korra saw me. I'm like, wait, where was Bolin's final scene? Like, why didn't
like, I'm watching it. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. That happened. There, I'm fine with that. And everyone's like, "Oh my god, they did that!" Like,
calm
down.
So many characters too. We didn't get to see a final scene with Airbending Kids or Opal.
I needed a final scene with
Milo,
which
I
love.
Need to come up with that plan of like, like paintballing the mecha, which was pretty great. And he like pressed up against the window and stuck his tongue out at Quivira. That was pretty good.
Everything about Milo is awesome. And then I love when his mom said something like, it's like, well, I raised Milo,
so
I'm pretty sure I can just handle anything.
I like how that, I forget his name, his sort of like final moment of saving all those people with the badger moles.
Oh, yeah, Prince Boo, that was hilarious. He's just singing to them.
Oh, and he's singing that song about respecting the brooch. That was a funny callback to him getting that brooch when he was sworn in.
Yeah. Like, I love that. Like, the badger moles just fuck shit up.
Like, let's get the fuck out of here, bitches. Like, yeah, do it.
What did you think about Quivira just as a villain in general?
I thought she was really good. Like, she's one of those people that it's almost like you start out with good intentions, right? You're like, I'm going to help, you know, take the reins and rebuild because there is no leader. So I'm going to take, you know, until we get the, you know, the prince, you know, crowned or whatever, you know, I'll take over. Like, I'll get the stuff rebuilt and everything straight. And then you guys can have power. And then she comes and says, you know what? No, fuck that shit.
She takes over her first town and then she's like, unlimited power.
Unlimited minutes.
So she kind of lost it.
She's so into it. And then she just says, you know what? No, fuck this. I'm just going to unite the Earth Kingdom into the Earth Empire and fuck
be
those guys.
Lord. I mean, Earth Lord. I mean, Quivira.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, I really like that. And, but she was not above, you know, using Batar Jr.
Yeah, she was willing to kill him so that she could kill everyone else.
Yeah, in order to kill everyone else, or in order to take over Republic City and rejoin it to the Earth Kingdom, she was not above, you know, taking down, what's her name?
Kara?
No, Beifong, younger one. Su Yin. She was not...
Oh, that wasn't the finale, but her fight, Su's fight with Kuvira, where she, like, metal-bended the stuff off the weapon and turned it into armor, that was awesome.
Yes.
She just rips it off and makes knight armor for herself. I'm like, it's badass.
like Toph's kids, like, just totally became badasses at the end. Yeah. Like, you know, and she's not afraid to just turn on anybody who gets in her way. She'll use Varric to make this weapon, and Julie to make this weapon. She don't care. She is determined, I'm going to rule the Earth Kingdom. And then, you know, maybe, fuck it, we'll just take over the whole thing. Because that's probably what was next. You know what? Fuck it. We'll just take over. Probably. We'll go invade the Fire Nation.
That's probably what happened. They attacked us. Wait till the next intro says, until the Earth Nation attacked. Boom. Lawyered.
Yeah.
Earth jammed.
It just says, fuck it.
But yeah, I'm surprised that no one brought it up, just because it did remind me a lot of the whole Fire Nation thing.
Yeah.
And I did like how it kind of tied back, in a way, to the fact that Republic City was originally Earth Kingdom territory, and it kind of tied back to the beginning of the series when you find out about it and how Aang made it and whatnot.
Aang and Zuko kind of carved it out and said, look, we're going to make this.
So I thought it was interesting to tie
that.
And
then she also came off like an Italian mob boss, because she comes to your town and says, hey, look, Texas. You know, I see you're having some trouble there in the local street gangs. I'll give you some protection. You know, you just give me a little loyalty, some of your food, and I'll give you some protection for them guys there. Oh, no, boss man, I don't think I like that too much. You know... Could just send them guys back on in, wreck your town.
That's pretty much how it went, except without the accent.
Yeah.
But I really liked her as a villain. I wish that we had a few more episodes, just because I think she could have been even better with a little more time, because I like that they tried to sort of draw parallels with her and Korra in terms of having to make tough decisions, and sort of kind of like almost what we talked about. In a way, with Koka and Takatora, how they both had similar situations but took different paths. But just because some of her endings, I don't know where that came from, her decisions seem so like quick at the end. Like the fact that she was doing terrible things, but then she was very quickly able to discard her fiance. And then like a couple hours later, she quit completely and was like, fuck it, I bow to Korra. She's pretty badass. She could have killed me.
I quit.
And she was, like, really apologetic to Su. So, but I think she had a lot of interesting layers that could have been explored more if we had a little more time. But I thought she was a good final villain. And she had that, like, silver tongue quality to her where, like, she was doing all these terrible things. And I was looking forward to Korra going in and kicking her ass. And then when they first meet, they just kind of talk. Almost said Zelda. Kuvira's like, oh man, I'm just trying to bring peace. You just got to make her understand it's really cool. I'm like, all right, Kuvira, you're cool. Let's go get some coffee. Like, she almost had me. I'm like,
yeah, like she's
got a point.
She's talking to Korra. The next thing you know, Korra just gets $20 out of her wallet and just gives it to her. It's like, oh, sorry, Rick Medina. Just give me my, here's my money.
That's how it happened. So, because you could see how she could be. It's kind of like Zaheer. Both her and Zaheer were alike in that way that I could see their point of view sometimes, and they were likable in a lot of scenes.
And that's what makes them a good villain, is that you could look at them and go, well, you know, they got a point. Are they really the bad guy? I mean...
Are we sure we shouldn't be buying this guy a burger? that's what I thought was great about... I see so many people talking about how weak Korra's villains are compared to the Fire Lord, but the Fire Lord sure had that build-up of, like, the big boss battle at the end of the series.
And he's Mark Hamill.
But in terms of being interesting, I think all of Korra's villains were much more interesting, because they had better backstories, better storylines, and you could see, with the exception of maybe Unalaq, who was just crazy, but everyone else... You could see where they were coming from. Like, Amon had a point about Benders having more privileges, and Zaheer had points about Freedom.
Pissed off Bender.
And so they all had points. I thought they were more interesting. And the thing about the Fire Lord is, like I said, he's built up as this big overlord boss, but he wasn't even the one that started it. The backstory in terms of that conflict was the guy before him.
Yeah.
So it wasn't nearly as investing for me.
Was anything with the White Lotus?
The Red Lotus? Was it the Red Lotus?
Red. I said red. Or white. I meant red. Yeah.
No. Bad guess. Neither of the Lotuses were brought up again. I mean, at least seriously that I remember. They might have got mentioned in passing, but it was pretty much all about Kuvira. I feel like something might have happened to one of them. Like, I know they were mentioned, but it was like none of the plots were touched on.
See, the thing is, it's been 3 years, and which it should have, you know, the ending should have been given away because Korra got that haircut.
But yeah, yeah. She cut her hair at lesbian right away. Like, if she cut it even shorter, it would be clear.
Yeah, haircuts don't lie. So, which is another reason, like, why are you freaking out? She told you, like, at the beginning of the season what was going to happen. Like, look at that haircut. Come on.
Goodbye, Zed. But, yeah, I don't think anything happened with that. I don't know if there was anything else that wasn't ever touched on. I mean, she went to go see Zaheer, and he actually helped her get over her PTSD. Wait.
Yeah.
I was worried about getting it mixed up with postpartum depression again. Korra had no baby.
God, Dawson, you're just awful.
Well, I was not the like mixing up the diseases themselves, but mixing up the abbreviations. I've done it before. It's awkward.
But I love the whole thing, you know, with that how they were just so concerned when the show first started that, you know, this is a female lead in an action show, which is typically like, you know, boys type show. Korra was just really badass. Like,
the show was fucking
amazing. I'm really sad it's gone.
Like, I hope that somehow in the next, I don't know, 10 years or something, they do something animated, because I think they definitely deserve a break, because it is a hard show to do. I hate the idea of not seeing that world animated again, because it's just so beautiful. It's like some of the best animation, probably the best animation on TV, and the score and everything is just really cool.
And it is, when you have that whole world, is this a really fun place to be?
Yeah.
Between all the different animals and the bending, and watching the technology change and seeing what they have.
That's fascinating to me.
And then they've developed things over the course of Korra, you know, and so you see, you really do get to see it change, not just from Last Airbender to Korra, but also just from book one to book four of Korra.
Yeah, because the way the spirit vines and stuff affected, because they use it as an energy source.
And then now we have the spirits, and it's just a really cool place to be. Like, it's one of those worlds that you go, I wouldn't mind living there. That looks like fun.
I saw people complaining about the fact that Korra had cars and like mechs and stuff because it wasn't true to the way The Last Airbender is. I'm like, you know how time works, right? Like, are we not being true to like the 1940s because we have better TVs? Did they even have TVs? I don't remember because I wasn't there because it sucked. So I chose not to be born then. But that's what was one of the most fascinating things about the series for me, is seeing how their development mirrors our own in a way, but then also is very different because it's a very different world. Like, I love to see, I'd like a giant, one of those giant nerd books that just shows me, like, up till present day what the world looks like.
Yeah. Like, how would it look like by the time, you know, okay, Korra's done being the Avatar. She's old and busted and dead, and then the next Avatar comes along.
Did a dark Avatar ever happened? I'm still curious if a dark Avatar cycle was started.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. But, you know, then the next Avatar comes along who would be from, and it'd be an Earthbender people, comes along and is now the age Korra was when the show started. How has the world changed in those, you know, 50, 60, 70 years, whatever it ends up being? And you'll find it's vastly different. I mean, you look at how what we have now compared to 70 years ago.
Like, I wonder what the hell does Lord of the Rings world look like if they go to present day? Are they ever going to get a train or a car? They need it.
Yeah.
Those bitches need public transportation like nobody business.
And those eagles are just the god mode button. Like, that's the I was saying this when we left the movie theater. The eagles in The Hobbit are that card that Yugi pulls out at, like, in the, or, you know, any of the main characters pull at the end of the duel. That's like the cheat card.
Pretty much.
Like, oh yeah, so this card here, I play it. It says it destroys all your magic and trap cards. All your monster attack points go down to zero, and their effects are nullified. I gain 5,000 life points, and you lose 6,000.
The card's just called The Eagles Are Coming.
Like, oh fuck, okay. Like, that's what the eagles are. They're always just showing up. In any case, which, yes, Korra was awesome. I think which would have been a more ending worthy of being publicized is if, instead of walking off with Asami, if Korra was like, you know what, I would like Naga and Pabu to run the train on me. Then let's publicize that. Let's make a big deal about it. But
I wasn't going that far. I thought you were going to be like, let's invite Mako threesome.
That could have happened. But yeah. And if Korra just went like full on crazy mutant animal bestiality, well then yeah, let's kind of make a news story about that. Korra walking into the sunset with Asami, and she's decided that, you know what, I would like to be more than friends with you, young lady.
That's exactly how she said it.
She referred to her as young lady and everything. like okay, that's cool, let's go. Let's move it along. Oh. You've ended, and I'm sad, and I just want to go sit in the corner and cry. I don't have time to freak out about your ending. I'm too busy being sad the show's over.
No, but it was a great show, and it ended good, and hopefully people stop hating on it for not being Avatar.
They never will, because Korra's not Aang.
That movie's about blue people, so...
Aang is best Avatar, worst parent.
How could Aang be a bad parent? I could tell his parenting skills were going to be great when he was little. I mean, look at him.
I hate people. Especially Dawson.
Wonder who Sue's dad was. Not Sue's. Wait, yeah, Sue's, because she didn't find out. What's her name new?
Yeah. Oh, well.
I guess Sokka didn't have any kids.
Who would want to marry Sokka and have kids with him? Come on.
True. Sokka's like the me of Avatar.
Yeah. He had the boomerang. That was about it.
And that's what he made.
Yeah. He probably just had kids with the boomerang. He had little boomerang babies.
Baby boomers. Sorry. That was terrible. All right. So, is there anything else for Emerald Time?
Sokka's kid became Captain Boomerang.
I knew it! Confirmed. Headcanon. Going right next to the Beetleborgs, Parks and Rec, Guardians trilogy.
The Lego movie is a spinoff.
So the Lego movie sequel is going to be like 4 years in the future or something?
Yeah, I don't know how that quite works with a...
Fictional land.
Fictional land, but...
Will Ferrell's completely given up on his displays. The kid rules everything. He's the most dastardly villain of all time.
Yeah, I dare say that's it. So now it's time for...
Final thingies! I have a thingy and it's not final.
Do you, though?
I do. You want to see it?
No, it's okay. I believe you.
We're the same person, so I'm sure you've seen it before.
It's true. I'm looking at it right now. Oh, God. It's too far. Too far.
Or not far enough.
I don't think there's any final. There's no votes to cast. In a week or so, whenever I decide, the Facebook questions will be back.
Lol.
We were going to alternate with captions. I'm not sure if that's still going to be a thing, but we'll figure it out. So... just keep a lookout for stuff. Keep listening.
Plus, I think the captions are Aristotle's department. He's not here.
Yeah, so
he's off having adventures with a murder train or something. I don't know what he's doing.
Aerosol solving a murder on the murder train. It's really difficult because there's a lot of them to solve. He can't pick. So he decided to just go get pizza instead. The full story at 6.
It's a good use of time.
I had pizza for dinner.
I really want pizza. That was the first thing I ate when I got out of the hospital. Was pizza.
I understand that completely. I would do that.
We stopped at Target and they had the Pizza Hut and the Target and I'm like, I want a pizza. And I got pizza.
Like, where's Brian? All of a sudden he's just eating the pizza out of the hot things they have in there. It's hot and ready. No, I was talking about me. I'm hot and ready.